most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here on Max and Friends. How y'all doing? I missed you all. You know, it's been a week since we've seen you last and heard from you last and tweeted last, but I've gotten so many emails about tonight's show because we've got Mark Anthony. You know the book, Never Letting Go. He's back here tonight. We're going to have some amazing callers. We're going to have some great segments. You know, the whole psychic medium thing is going around. It was on Dr. Oz last week. And I would like to say that I think we're going to have a much more tighter format of the show than Dr. Oz. But big up to you, Dr. Oz. The book, again, Never Letting Go. Check out the website, which is neverlettinggo.com. Now, I've got to let you all know about a couple things. I was the judge recently, last week, at the Dressage Under the Stars. And I met some fun people there. Oh, it was the most amazing night. Just so beautiful. We were on this big polo field and all these horses were doing their dressage. And I was like the Simon Cowell of the judging. Okay, I'm nice. I got some booze, but it's all good. And it was under the stars, the most beautiful night. And then we came to a conclusion and we got to pick who were our favorites, right? Well, of course, Batman and his horse were just incredible, exquisite. This horse was just such an incredible creature. So Google Dressage Under the Stars. They're on Facebook. I got to give a big shout out to my new friends over at, I'm going to tell you right now where to go, which is a fun website because it's all about horses. And, you know, that's one of my things there. So check out horsegirltv.com. Big shout out to you. Also, we had a fun time this weekend because it was in Florida, here in South Beach. It was the Florida Home Design and Remodeling Show. You remember Sharon Berube was here? Well, we just had a good time there watching all the new things to do with the house. It was the Ultra Music Fest. Hung out with Madonna. How you doing? It was just a wild weekend. You could hear I'm tired, but I will never be too tired to not be here on Max and Friends. So you guys remember when I first introduced you to Never Letting Go? The book is just amazing because realizing that life transcends death is the first powerful lesson in Never Letting Go. It's an uplifting guide to healing from grief. Mark Anthony, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max. It's great to be back. And hello to everybody out there listening.
We have a lot of listeners. You know, we put it out there that you were coming back. We had over 140 emails with people wanting to be on the show.
Oh, that's great. I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, it's real important that people understand that physical death is not the end of existence. And I really appreciate you having me on, Max.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're here. Now, people are trying to call in. We're not taking calls right now. If we have time, we're going to let you know when to call in because we do have the show's produced here, people. So we do have call. We do have some pre-selected callers that we're going to have on. Mark doesn't know who they are. And when you're on the show with Mark, this is the best thing to do. Yes or no. Just answer yes or no. And don't give us your story until Mark asks you to elaborate more because it just gets a little confusing, doesn't it, Mark?
It does, because the type of mediumship, or rather the technique that I practice, is what's known as evidential mediumship. So it's important for me to bring forth evidence. And a lot of people get very excited when they hear from somebody who has passed on. And so all of a sudden, they immediately want to tell me everything they know about that person, where it's more important maybe to listen to see what that person from the other side has to say.
Now, you know, we've had so many emails and tweets about who is Mark Anthony. So I said the only way to find out, A, he's not J-Lo's ex-husband. He's the author of Never Letting Go. So explain to us why you wrote the book Never Letting Go.
I found it was very important to write a book about grief and recovering from grief from a spiritual perspective where it demonstrates that spirits on the other side come to our rescue. Spirits reach out from the other side to make contact to us. And what I did is, growing up in a psychic family, both my parents were psychic, and my mother in particular was a medium and could communicate with spirits. And after her passing, I was crushed. And I felt that it was necessary to share what I know with other people to help them cope with the death of a loved one.
Mm. So, no, it's a wonderful book. You know, a friend of mine, his mom just passed recently, and I was like, I'm going to get you the book because it's going to help you. It's like grief counseling in a handbook. It really is. It's exactly what people need right now. But, you know, I guess the only way to really show our listeners tonight is how you work and how you operate is to have some callers. So we're going to have a song. And when we get back, we're going to have our first caller, Debbie, on. So there's a song that one of our dear friends of Max and Friends wrote called I Still Wish You Were Here. And his name is Thomas Hibner. He wrote the song and we love it. And I think this is a fitting song for tonight. I Still Wish You Were Here on Max and Friends. And we're back. Never Letting Go author, Mark Anthony.
Just another day that is passing by. The memories of you are still inside of me. Sometimes tears come out once in a blue moon. Asking myself, why did you leave? As I wonder, I was not ready to let you go. I was not ready to say goodbye. I still wish you were here to see what I've become today. There's one thing that I've learned. You never know what comes at us. Everything changes over time. Try to find out why. It's never easy to understand. But I still wish you were here. Place for you. You have shown me to believe. Live my life the way I want to live it. To stand without compromise. I was not ready to let you go. I was not ready to say goodbye. Everything changes over time. Try to find out why. It's never easy to understand. But I still wish you were here. Destiny, hoping good moments will get bigger and bad moments will disappear. Though you want me to continue my purpose on earth, I know you have always been there for me. I still wish you were here. I still wish you were here. I was not ready to let you go. Say goodbye. I still wish you were here to see what I've become today. There's one thing that I've learned. You never know what comes at us.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was our buddy Thomas Hibner. That was the song he wrote, I Still Wish You Were Here. How many of our – there's so many people out there. I got your emails. I know you all wish that your loved ones were still here, but in spirit they are. And tonight we have Mark Anthony, author of Never Letting Go. He's here again tonight with our first caller, Debbie. So welcome back, Mark Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great and looking forward to talking to Debbie.
Great, Debbie. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Max. I'm fine, thanks. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Debbie. How you doing?
So, Mark, I turn over the show to you.
Okay. Debbie, I'm feeling a male energy around you. He feels like he was older than you, possibly on even a parental type level, which means like a father or an uncle. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And this guy was a real straight shooter, very alpha male, very determined. In some aspects, he was all business about how he did things. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your dad?
No.
Okay. Because he's on that level, so he's not on your generation, but the one above us. So that makes sense then.
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me see what else he's got to say. All right, with his cause of passing, what I'm feeling is this very uncomfortable sensation going from my throat into my chest along both sides of my lungs. And now I'm getting very, very hot. So normally when I feel this, he had a lot of discomfort and he was possibly on some type of medication towards the end that made him very, very hot. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Was this a lung cancer and he was on chemo?
No.
Okay. But he did take the medication, made him feel very warm. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let me see. Hold on. I also get that he was kind of what I would call like a man's man, sort of a more on the outdoorsy side. Doesn't mean that he worked outdoors, but there was a mechanical way of doing things. In other words, he was mechanically inclined. He had an appreciation for the outdoors, and he was also a very considerate person. Does this make sense?
Yes.
All right. Let me see if we got a message here. He spent a lot of time with you in your life, and this is interesting because I know Easter's coming up in 2 weeks, and what I'm seeing is when I see like little ducks and little birds and things like that, that's symbology which is associated with Easter and with this particular time of the year. So there's a significance between you and him and, let's say, early April. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Hold on. You've asked questions of him since he's been gone. In other words, you will say things like, can you hear me? Are you aware of what's going on with me? In other words, you're actually asking him questions and you're wondering if he can hear you. Okay. And the response is, yes, he does hear you. And he's making some reference. It's kind of off the wall to something you're keeping in the refrigerator in a Tupperware or like a plastic container right now. I don't know if I'm off base on that, but this is where he's going with this. Does this make any sense?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's nothing weird. it's nothing weird. It's not like I'm keeping a severed head in the refrigerator. No, he's not saying anything like that. But there's something. All right, let me go back to you asking him questions out loud. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. And I guess what he wants you to know is that there's something that you're doing in the kitchen, something that you're keeping in the refrigerator that is somehow – I guess it's something you might have done when he was around. Did that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So do you have a question for him?
I guess I would just ask him, how is he?
All right. Bear with me for a second. He says he feels like a million bucks, and he says that the pain that he was getting in his rib cage and his chest and that weak feeling and the nausea, and all that's gone now, okay? And He says, I feel like $1 million, but the best part about being here is you don't need $1 million. So it's kind of reassuring to know. And wait a second. He's focusing on something else now. There is what looks like a book, possibly. I think it might be a photo album. And he's referencing the photo album. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if he will give me what he's looking at. Interesting. I'm feeling something about like ponies or horses. There's some type of picture of ponies or horses. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's the one he wants to acknowledge. And were you a little girl in this picture?
Yes.
Okay. It's like that memory's frozen in time, but that memory is as alive now as it was when the picture was taken. And he says that's the way he wants you to remember him.
That's nice.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, who is this gentleman? Is this like an uncle?
Yes, it's my uncle.
Okay.
We're very close.
Yeah, he was also very close to your father because he came on the father level, and he just seemed like the greatest uncle in the world, loved you very much, loved scooping you up in his arms, loved spending time with you, and as he says, he just loved being able to spoil you rotten.
That's great. This makes me feel so wonderful right now.
Oh, he's the uncle we all wanted. You know, the one that took time out of his life to make sure he spent time with his niece or with his nephew. But he really enjoyed spending time with you. Did he teach you how to blow bubbles with bubble gum?
He could have. I don't know if I remember that far back.
Yeah, because I'm seeing like blowing bubbles with bubble gum, you know, when you're learning and it pops and gets all over your face and everything like that.
We did chew gum. That's funny. We did chew gum together.
Okay, so the chewing gum is there.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very, you know what it is? He's got to give me something that I'll understand. So I just see everyone chewing. And it's like, all right, so obviously you all ate dinner together. But when I'm seeing like pink bubbles come out of your mouth, it's like, okay, obviously you were chewing gum.
Yeah.
Now, I think that he liked something like Big Red because I'm tasting a more spicy, cinnamony type of gum. Could be dentine, but it's something along those lines. Does that make sense?
Okay, no, not right now, but
okay.
I'll have to give it some thought.
Think about that. That was his gum. Yours was more girly.
Right.
And what it is, you wouldn't go for the hot, spicy gums. You'd go for more of the, you know, cherry type flavor, that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if he's got something else. Do you like Peanuts a lot? And by Peanuts, I mean the cartoon with Charlie Brown and Lucy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's referencing that, and he's focusing on the character Lucy. Let me see, why is Lucy significant? You are so not like Lucy, okay? Because I always kind of – Lucy was kind of like a bully and kind of mean. He says, you're not like that. But what he's getting at is the common sense aspect that she had and the very practical – aspect of her, and also Lucy didn't really take any grief from anybody, and so I guess that's why how he is describing you.
That's nice.
Do you have another question for him?
So he said that he's around, so he sees the, how well the family is doing. I just want to ensure that he also knows that I love him and miss him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yes. They're always connected. See, the other side is a collective consciousness, which means that we're all people here on this side of existence, and on the other side, we're all interconnected. Did you ever see the movie Avatar? When they're talking about the interconnectedness. All right. James Cameron got that idea from Buddhism and Hinduism, and that seems to be related to the way it is energetically. So what happens is even though somebody physically dies, they are still connected to you through the love connection. Are they around you 24/7? Probably not, but if you're thinking about them, grieving for them, or praying for them, or talking about them in a positive way, they're able to sense that, and then they come right away. So that's that to answer your question. Yes, he is around you. Now, hold on. What is he talking about? Do you have a garden where you're planting something like some type of flowers? They look like gladiolas or something that's kind of tall. Does that make sense to you?
No.
No garden, no flowers?
No.
Interesting. Because I'm seeing the flowers, gladiolas. You know what gladiolas are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Something about gladiolas and him and you that seem to have a significance.
Okay, not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Yeah, think on that one. Once
think
again,
on that this, one. Mark, I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Okay,
just
sure.
Because, Debbie, I this is like incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's taking my breath away. It's fabulous.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got other callers that are calling in and we've got to call them. But we thank you for being here tonight, Mark. Is there anything you want to wrap up and say with Debbie?
The Easter imagery, it's real important that the whole family get together this Easter and just be together. And he said you'll feel him there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, thank you, Mark. It was
You're
so nice
wonderful.
To talk to you.
All right.
Thank you, Debbie, for being
Max.
On the show. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Everyone, if you're tuning in right now, we have Mark Anthony. He is the author of my favorite book, Never Letting Go. You can follow him on Twitter at psychic author. Lawyer psychic, right?
Psychiclawyer.com.
Psychic lawyer. Oh, my. I'm just like, my mind is just enthralled right now with all this that's going on because I can just, you know, it's just incredible. We're going to get Brian on the phone. What is your Twitter again, Mark? I'm so sorry.
My Twitter is psychiclawyer.com.
Psychiclawyer.com.
And my website, the best way to remember it, is the same title as my book, neverlettinggo.com.
Yeah, neverlettinggo.com. That I have down. The Twitter, psychiclawyer, at psychiclawyer. Hi, Brian. Are you on Max and Friends?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Brian. So say hi to Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony, we welcome our next caller, Brian.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Brian. Hey, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. You got a bunch of people around you. This is interesting. Question, just out of the box, did you have a dog that passed?
No, it was a friend.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it was a friend, not a dog.
It's a friend who passed, not a dog?
Yes.
Okay. It was interesting because I just felt that there is a dog associated with you from the other side, kind of a big dog, like around the size of a, Irish setter. So anyway, hold on.
That's interesting. Okay.
Could be for one of our other callers. That's a whole other thing altogether. Now, what I am getting is there's a man who is on your generational level. So that means like brother, sister, cousin, friend. And I'm feeling a sudden impact to my body. Now, when I feel a sudden impact, what that means is that the passing was quick and unexpected, and it very possibly could have been traumatic. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Was this a high-speed collision? And the reason that I say that before you respond is this particular spirit, I just feel like I'm moving at really fast speed, like in a car. So he may have been the type of person, he had a bit of a lead foot when he drove, but this just feels like just tremendous vibration. By vibration, I mean high frequency moving at high speed. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, Mark, I thought you were amazing. It was actually a suicide.
Okay. Interesting.
He drove really quickly to the desert, and he shot himself to death. And we had no idea he was going to do it. He posted a message, but none of us saw it in time.
Okay, so that's what I'm feeling is that high frequency, high vibration, and then the impact, he shot himself in the head, correct?
Right, and he drove to the desert fairly quickly, too.
All right, so that's what was going on. It's odd because I don't know, and if you don't want to respond to this, that's fine. It's almost as if he was tweaking. And the reason that I say that is the amount of nervousness and anxiety and high energy that I'm feeling. But it's not like the high energy of, oh, gee, I'm happy because I'm, you know, just, you know, won the lottery or went to Disney. This is like that nervous panic attack, manic phase energy.
What had happened was he was trying to create this business called Eco Earth, where it's like a Costco but an eco green organic version. And he had these investors, and they didn't come through at the last minute. Then he got in an argument with his girlfriend, and then the next day he did this. And I don't know if he does drugs or not. I would hope not. But I couldn't say for certain, because although I'm a good friend of his, I'm not really that, you know, familiar with what he does. But it's possible that I hope he didn't.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm saying that is when I connect with spirits who in life were bipolar, they go into the manic phase, and that's what I'm feeling. And the manic phase can also be artificially induced by like crystal meth or speed or cocaine. I'm just feeling that super high energy right there. All right, so we've established this is him. Let's take this to the next step and see what he's got to say. This was impulsive. This is kind of like when people are out of their mind with grief or out of their mind with anger, and they've stepped out of themselves and they're completely devoid of logic. And he really needed a cooling off period. This young man had an immense amount of intelligence, but the problem is he didn't have the maturity level that kept pace with his intellect. In other words, if he had about another 10 years of maturity, the two may have balanced out. But his intelligence does that make sense?
Yeah, he's actually a very hyper person, like very high energy and very happy, but that's what people liked about him. He was kind of naturally that way. So I don't know. Hopefully it wasn't through drugs, but he was always so, like, he was the most cheerful, happy person you'll ever meet. And it was so shocking to us because we had no idea he was going to do this. We knew he was upset that the investors pulled out, and we knew he was upset that he got his argument with his girlfriend, but we had no idea he was going to do this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's what I'm saying is his intellect was very well developed, but he didn't have the emotional skill set to keep it in check. And a lot of times with that super hyper personality, there's a flip side to it. When they come off the high, they slip into this valley of depression. And that's what I get with him. And the problem is he would get so focused on what was going on with – I'm talking for as if I'm him. What's going on with me right now, I can't think about tomorrow. And that everything that's happening to me now is the way the whole world is going to be. And the reason that I'm saying that is because he didn't take the time – or did not have the ability to realize that tomorrow's another day, the day after that's another day, and eventually things are going to turn around. Now he gets that, and he's looking back on all this, and he's feeling very bad about what he's done, and he wants to apologize to everyone, obviously his girlfriend, but in particular to his mother. And I know this is coming out of the blue and sounding really weird, but did he have a thing for mustard? I don't know why, but I'm just keep tasting mustard.
I'm not sure. Like, I was a really good friend of his, but I didn't really hang out with him that frequently. I mean, he had so many friends, and I would see him at the same parties that I went to and things. He might have, but I'm not sure about the mustard. But you're really right on with a lot of things. You're very amazing.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but I'm just a conduit. I'm just a conduit for it. And And let me see if he's got anything else he'd like to say to you. He appreciates you thinking about him. And he also realizes that his death has affected you in many ways. It has caused you to actually accept your own mortality. In other words, he says that you've kind of gotten into this, you know, people always think it can't happen to me, but it really can. And so it has broadened your awareness of things. So, you know, he says, look, I'm really glad I can help you that way. I'm just sorry about how I had to go through with it. And I'm hearing a name that sounds like Pete or Peter. I'm not saying that it's him, but there's someone, Pete or Peter, that is somehow connected to all of this.
It's possible. He was working with a lot of different people. And it made me think about a lot. I mean, it did sadden me, obviously, but I do realize death isn't the end. I just wish that he reached out to us and gave us a chance to stop him or to console him. And, oh, gosh, I think about him all the time, and he has a son and a ex-wife that's alive, and I'm trying to figure out how to help them because they're just by themselves now. They weren't together, but they were visiting each other, and, you know. Yeah, it's just such a terrible loss because he was so nice and sweet, and he really believed in me. He chose me to be the chef and stuff, and for the past, he really believed in me, and so it's just devastating. Like, someone that totally believed in me and chose me, like, you know, this happened to them. And I recently won the Best Vegetarian Cookbook Award in the USA Award, and I was hoping you could tell him that, like, you know, good things are happening. I want to help his son and his wife, and I want to make this into a positive somehow. And
well, he's definitely aware of what's going on in your life, and the best thing you can do for his son is to be the male role model or one of them in this boy's life. You know, talk to his ex and say, hey, look, you know, can I do some stuff with your son? You know, teach him to do things, maybe, you know, help him out with sports or homework or something like that, to be the guy that he needs to talk to. In other words, be like the godfather. Around and help him out that way.
Wonderful. All right, Brian. Well, I hope that helps you with everything in life. It's just, you know, every time we do these shows with Mark, I'm never speechless. I'm never at a loss for words. But every time we have you on, I just, you know, I'm listening to what's going on and just hearing people's reaction to you. I could hear that you're tapping into what they want to know. So, Brian, I thank you for being here tonight at Max and Friends. You can follow Mark right on Twitter at Psychic Lawyer. And thank you for being here, Brian.
Thank you. That was very helpful, Mark. Thank you very much.
All right. Blessings to you, Brian.
Thank you.
Good night. So we're going to call Elizabeth now. And remember, everyone, if you want to follow Mark, all you have to do is go to Twitter at Psychic Lawyer, his book, Never Letting Go. It's also the website, neverlettinggo.com. Get the book because it's going to help you through grief. How is the book, the grieving counselor, I like to call it, Mark?
it's doing quite well. And, you know, Max, I've had probably about a dozen people so far tell me that they were going to commit suicide until they read Never Letting Go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, Elizabeth. You're live on Max and Friends. We're here with Mark Anthony. How are you tonight?
Fabulous. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Mark, Elizabeth, Mark.
Hey, Elizabeth. How you doing?
Mark, I'm great. Thanks for talking with me tonight.
No problem. Let's see. Let's see who's around you. Wow. It's one of these, I can take my pick. I've got like four people that seem to be connected with you that want to come forward. All right, here's the one that wants to come. It's an older woman, and I'm feeling it very difficult to breathe. And what this means is prior to her passing, her condition was declining. In other words, some people, you know, they just, you know, maybe get a heart attack and keel over. This lady knew it was coming, and it seemed like she made a lot of preparations. In other words, she had her affairs in order. And even though her passing was long and slow and it was not pleasant, she really handled everything very well. Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is this your mom?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured. I'll tell you what, she was a mom up till the very last breath, because even though she was ill, she was more worried about how everyone around her was coping with her passing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Hold on. And she wants to say that, well, part of the reason she did that is it kept her mind off of her own problems. She says, because when you worry about someone else, you don't really worry about yourself. And I would describe her as being one of the most practical people you could ever meet. And she was practicality tied in with good old-fashioned common sense and with a tremendous amount of compassion. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, let's see. I see the number 7 and the number 2. Now, when I see numbers, that could be a date, that could be a time, that could be an address. Numbers have significance to us. But I'm seeing the number 7 and the number 2. So it could be like July 2nd, it could be the number 72, or it could be something else. Does 7 and 2 make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, in what way?
That was the year she died.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let's see. Did she have shag carpet?
Yes.
It's funny. All of a sudden, I'm seeing shag carpet. I haven't seen shag carpet probably since 1972. That's so interesting. I'll tell you what, though. Her shag carpet was immaculate. Okay. This woman, her house was clean. Everything was orderly and organized. But she wasn't like obsessive about it. It just sort of flowed. Everything about her flowed. It was very easy to be around her and to get along with her. Hold on. Now let's see what she has to say to you. What is significant about late October related to you and to her?
Right before she died.
I'm sorry?
It was right before she died.
Right before she died. And the reason I'm saying late October is because I'm seeing pumpkins. And normally when I see pumpkins, that indicates late October. I think that was the last happy time that you had together. It's as if she willed herself to get through that. So that was of significance to you. 11-4. 11-4. What's 11-4?
Her birthday.
November 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she's bringing that forth as well. Your mother's really good with numbers. I mean, she's given me all kinds of things. What it is, she had a very mathematical mind. I don't know. I don't believe she was trained in mathematics, but it's the way that she thought. She was able to analyze and assimilate information, see patterns and groupings, and just kind of put it all together. She was like a natural statistician, in other words, statistics and things like that. Good mind for figures. Excellent. As she said, this is something that you have kind of inherited from her. You have a good mind for facts and figures. Are you the type of person that makes a lot of lists? Like, you have a list, I have to do this, this, and this.
Of course.
Okay. That's another trait that you picked up from her. And she says it will keep you efficient and on time. Plus, she says you won't be kicking yourself if you forget to do something. Unless, of course, you forget to make the list. That's coming from her, not from me. Okay. She was funny, too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a question for her?
I just want to know if she's happy.
Okay. This is interesting. She's talking about like the seven pools, the seven levels of existence. This is a new one for me. I haven't quite heard it put this way. Yeah, she's very happy. Oh, seventh heaven. All right. She's talking about the number seven and how it relates to like the seven levels of existence. Hold on a second. I got to put this together.
This is incredible, isn't it, Elizabeth?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah, your mother was not necessarily religious, but she had a very spiritual component about her. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, seventh heaven. That's like, I don't know if your mother studied Hinduism or Buddhism or yoga, because according to them, there are seven levels to the other side, depending on which sect of that those religions that you believe in. In my belief system, there's actually many more. But the reason she's bringing that up, that's something for us to relate to. So what she wants to tell you is she's in heaven.
Beautiful.
Wow. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for being here tonight. I hope that answers some questions that you needed answered. And I'm glad that Mark was able to speak to your mother, because I saw the email, but Mark did not see the email that you had sent me. And that's exactly who you wanted to be in touch with tonight. So I thank you for being on the show.
Max, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
All right. Bless you, Elizabeth.
See, what's interesting, Mark Anthony, is that I got all these emails and people wrote me their life story and who they want to contact and why they want to contact these people. So I have it all in front of me. So as you're like telling them this, I'm freaking out. We are calling our next caller.
Hello?
It's cool.
It's very cool, isn't it, Mark?
It's cool the way it all kind of works because, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, all Max tells me is you're going to be on the show. Okay.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to know anything about any of this because that's what evidential mediumship is. And, you know, Max is you know, and his team does such a great job of organizing all this. And what I like is I just sort of show up and do my bit because I don't want to know anything ahead of time. It's a quality control both for me and for the caller.
And you know what's interesting, Mark, is that we really, you know, I get the emails about a week in advance. I don't call anyone until today. So there's no way that anyone could be in touch with you, you know. So it's really strategically planned, and it's really blowing my mind how this happens. And very rarely, Mark Anthony, author of Never Letting Go, do I turn my show over to someone else. It's like when Oprah turned it over to Ilana Van Sant. I never turn my show over. But for you, it's worth it. We've got our next caller, Susan. Susan, thanks for being on Max and Friends. Mark, meet Susan. Susan, meet Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm feeling a male energy that feels like he is close to you generation-wise, like he could be a brother or a friend. But there's a very emotional closeness here and also somewhat close in age. Does this make any sense to you?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Bear with me for a minute. Wow. That is coming through. That could be for somebody else. It's just this guy is so strong with me. All right. Let me take a step back here. Interesting. Okay. The male energy that I am getting, it feels like he may be hold on. All right. I'm getting a guy who is probably close to 6 feet tall. I see that his hair was getting salt and peppery, and I feel him getting thinner and diminishing prior to passing. Now, when I get this thinner draining sensation running through my body, this could be a couple different ailments. It could be a cancer. It could be like tuberculosis because there are certain diseases that make you lose a lot of weight prior to passing. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Okay. I'm going to do something different. Who do you want to talk to? Just tell me what their name is, and then I'll see if they'll step forward.
Barry.
I'm sorry?
Barry.
Barry? B-A-R-R-Y?
No, B-E-R-R-Y.
B-E-R-R-Y. And this is a male?
No, it's a female.
Oh, it's a female. Okay, hold on. Bear with me for a second. All right. The woman that I'm getting seems to have had an attention span that sort of jumped from thing to thing to thing. Now, what this means to me is that she was able to multitask and pay attention to a lot of things going on at one time. And it'd be funny because you could be talking to her. She'd be having a conversation with you. She could turn around, do something else, answer someone else's question, and then come back to you. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And she could be, I don't want to say short with people, but she could be very blunt at times. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I also get that at one point she was kind of putting on some weight. I just feel some weight and a denser physical structure with this woman. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you said her name was Barry, but for some reason I keep seeing strawberries associated with her. Or am I just off on that?
I don't know anything about strawberries.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is that red, you know, how when strawberries are real red, I'm seeing the color red associated with her a lot. And I'm also getting the sensation of springtime is real important to her, particularly the month of March. So there's something about her in the month of March that is significant. Does this make any sense?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody just had a birthday or there was some type of anniversary. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the symbols I get, which signify either a birthday or an anniversary. Feels more like a birthday. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Whose birthday was that?
Hers is in April.
Hers is in April, but there's one. All right, so there's one that's coming. Was there one that just happened?
I don't know of one.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Do you have a question for her?
I just want to know that she's okay, and can I tell you how she died?
Was it some type of accident?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, it seems like it was quick, unexpected, and it just feels there's something, there's an unusual component to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And I may be way off on this, but I'm hearing like the word buzz and the word saw. I don't know why I'm hearing like buzz and saw. Maybe it had something to do with timber or something like that. But go ahead and tell me.
She died in 9/11. She was in the first plane.
Got it. Wonder what, how buzz saw. Oh, right. The first plane cut through the building. All right. That's what that means. All right. Interesting. You know, she had hope up to the very last. What I really like about her is she was not the type of person to give up, and she was not a fatalistic personality. And she did. She had hope up until the very last. So what she wants you to know is she did not despair. She did not despair.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry?
I just always worried that it was really scary right before.
Well, it was really scary, okay? But she had hope. What I like about her is she approached her death with absolute clarity. Despite the fact that it was terrifying and very, very frightening, it was she maintained a clear head the whole time. Was she Catholic by any chance?
Yes.
All right. The reason I say that is because I see her holding a rosary, and it was her strength of faith that maintained that clarity. And the rosary that I see her holding, or the rosary that she's acknowledging, has like crystal but blue, like a blue crystal type of bead to it. So I don't know if you recognize that particular rosary. But normally when I get this particular feeling, she had a particular fondness and closeness for the Virgin Mary.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, and this is interesting because she said, I hear songs a lot in readings, and I'm hearing the Beatles song "Let It Be," and it's like, and when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary, excuse me, Mother Mary comes to me, bringing words of wisdom. Let it be. So it was her faith, and she was praying and invoking the white light as manifested through Mother Mary at the time of her physical passing, and that's how and why she maintained clarity at the time of her physical death.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's an amazing, like an amazing woman. An amazing woman.
Wonderful.
And I'm not trying to be funny. I have to say this. She said, for the people who did this, she goes, they really need to understand that they don't get any virgins and they don't get any rewards.
Uh-huh. That's pretty heavy.
Well, Susan, I thank you. Susan, yeah, please ask Mark.
I just wanted to know, does she have any message for me?
Hold on. You're studying something, and you are working on advancing yourself. And she says you've gotten off focus somewhat. You have to maintain your focus. She said, push forward, move on. And she said, if you've learned anything from me, never give up, never give up, never give up.
Thank you so much. Thank you for getting in touch with her for me.
It took a little doing, but we got her. Yeah. I'm curious about those other people that were around. Think about them. It is possible they could have been people that were with her, but think about them. It may dawn on you later on, because a lot of times people are focused on one particular individual that they want to contact. And then later on, like real quick, I was doing a reading for a gentleman recently, and I said there's a younger male coming through and feels like he was a nephew. And he said, no. Then at the end of the reading, he goes, you know what? I had a nephew that just died. Do you think that was him?
So, Susan, I know you're on Twitter, so you can follow Mark Anthony there. Go to Psychic Lawyer on Twitter, and you all can be in contact with each other there.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here, Susan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good night. Well, Mark Anthony, again, you have proven not only to myself but to my listeners tonight why you are such an amazing man, why you have this gift, and why the book Never Letting Go is something we need in our lives. Give us a quick quote from the book Never Letting Go.
We grieve as deeply as we loved, and that is why love is the great experience of life itself, because a life without love isn't a life at all.
And
that was from my good friend, Father Sonny, who was a Catholic priest who had worked with Mother Teresa, and he imparted so much wisdom and healing on so many people, and it has been such an honor to have known him in my life, and it was a privilege to be able to quote him in my book.
And it's an honor to know you in my life and a privilege to have you here on Max and Friends. We're going to definitely have you back because, as you can see, this is a topic that people are drawn to. They always want to know, why should we never let go? So I say go to neverlettinggo.com, get the book, and you can be your own grief counselor with this book, because we should never let go. Next week, we have CSI Miami cast coming back, Eva LaRue, Emily Proctor, and of course, Adam Rodriguez. They're going to be here. They got some news about the show. Mark Anthony, we're going to have you back on real soon. And thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you. And to all the listeners, many blessings to all of you.
And to you too, Mark Anthony from Never Letting Go. Go get the book now. It's on Amazon.com. Everyone, take life to the max this week. And remember, I've got some great shows coming up. And if you missed any portion of the show, you can go get it at LATalkRadio.com, because we've got it there. Get the free app for LA Talk Radio. And before I let you go, what was I going to tell you? Of course, thank you all for tuning in. We've got a great song coming up. We've got a minute of it. Chester C. This is for all of you out there who are no longer with us. This song's for you. Good night, and take life to the max. Bye-bye, everyone. Until next Sunday.
It's too much. There's no time. It takes too long. It's not my fight. It's easier to turn away. It's too hard. It's not my fault. Don't understand or care to find out. It's